law of the campaign trail. Over the next several days, we'll be hearing from New Hampshire residents who are watching the presidential campaign away from the spotlight. Today, we start with NHPR's Jack Rodolico, who spent some time in the southwestern corner of the state in the town of Winchester.
All right, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm outside of the Mount Pisgah Diner in Winchester, and I would bet that no presidential candidate has ever set foot in here.
Okay, I am Joni Otto. I bought the diner when I got a divorce. Got a divorce, married a diner. I tell everybody that. The history of the diner is a Worcester diner, manufactured in 1941, I believe. Ran under the name of Billy's in Gardner, Mass. For several years. The woman abandoned the diner to a salvage yard.
Wait, so somebody threw this diner out?
Yes, yes, yeah, and it was resurrected onto this site. Thank God, right? I think there's a lot of cynicism. Because we're lied to all the time. Nobody trusts anymore. And that's what really bothers me with Trump's antics. And I understand why people are attracted to that, because we all have that anger. But for me, that's not the face for my country. And I just couldn't, even if I were a Republican, and I'm not, I'm an independent.
My name is Phil Segal, and I live out in Richmond, New Hampshire. I'm a Republican. I'm in the automotive business. It's not factory work or anything like that. It's in the repair business. We need to get somebody in office that can actually get something done this time and address the common man's concerns, not just the one percenters, as Bernie Sanders puts it, because they're calling the shots that we live by, but they're totally exempt from what we see, you know, on a daily basis.
So being in New Hampshire, we have this outsized role in national politics, and so yet in the primary, something like half the state votes, meaning about half the state doesn't vote.
I don't know. Maybe some people think that, you know, it's corrupt from the bottom to the top.
I wish there were some really huge issue that grabbed me that I felt passionate about and that I agreed with the candidate, but there isn't for me this year. I really wish that we would have a revolution of sorts, you know what I mean? Where everybody got together and just said, enough of this. Throw everybody out of Washington and start fresh. I don't know if you must have watched the market basket scenario. Why can't we do that as a country? I'm not the only one that's frustrated, I'm sure. I don't know. Marcos.
I'm here.
He's a smart guy, too.
Name's Mark Rashad, live in Winchester at this point in time, born on the coast, work for Stanley Elevator Company, also have a horse ranch. I like my Second Amendment rights. I've always been a Democrat. I've come to the point where I can go either way right now. I just want to hear somebody say what really needs to be addressed. It used to be, when I first came into the business, came into working, so on and so forth, it was your employer would take care of you, you would make him money, he would reinvest in you. That's gone now. Everything out there now is greed, and that's the frustrating part to me. I look at my wife, works at the daycare, $9.15 an hour. It's kind of like, seriously? I don't know. I don't have the answers. I wish I did, because then I'd be running right now.